Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Off. We're Sarah with Talk, and I caught up with Krista Earle, a name some of you may remember from back in the GW Micro days, but she is with AFB, the American Foundation for the Blind. We're going to talk about what AFB does for those who have no familiarity, or just some of the new programs that you rolled out in the last year.
Well, we have, especially since this is a technology conference, I'll mention some of our technology things. We have Access World, which probably people are familiar with. That's our technology magazine. It's online. It's free. And it comes out every 2 months. It's all about assistive technology and mainstream technology for people with visual impairments. So it's screen readers, screen magnification, diabetes management software or hardware, all that kind of thing. Websites, all kinds of whatever's hot and new, voting in a voting year, cell phones always, big topic, things like that.
Now, last I knew, you were looking for a new director. Has that position been filled yet?
No, or? We still need an editor. That's right. We need an editor for Access World. So currently, Paul Schrader and Lee Huffman are leading Access World, but they're recruiting for a new editor.
And of course, I know Deborah Kendrick. She's quite a few articles.
That's right. She works with us. Right. She's one of the lead editors. Now we have several, and Deborah's. Deborah's a lead and, of course, a founder, and she founded Tactic and then joined the Access World team.
Now, what do you do on the employment front? This question always comes up. I talk to people in different industries, like either blind broadcasters or blind mechanics, and I'm curious, do you have any kind of database or program that kind of documents how many visually impaired people might be working in a particular industry so that people can maybe get in touch if they're thinking about going into it or just to meet some mentors or what have you?
Yes, we have Career Connect, which is a full employment featured website. The main part of which is the mentor database, and it's a database of over 1,000 people who are visually impaired, mostly totally blind, and the jobs they do. So you can find a mentor, so you can search by area, or you can search by type of job or certain tasks. Sometimes people want to just say, like your examples, they're interested in broadcasting, and so they would search for broadcasting or disc jockey or radio announcers, things like that. Or other times they'll search for a certain task. Now, I'm fine, but I just don't know. I need some audio editing software. I need to find somebody who does audio editing. So you might search on a particular part of a job. And so you find all kinds of people in these jobs, and then you can email them and ask them questions or get their guidance. We also have success stories on the website, which is great when you don't really necessarily want to talk to somebody, but you just want to kind of get a summary of how people do their job. So the success stories are numerous and interesting. They're fun. They're very varied with people in the medical field, the broadcasting field, law, a lot of different fields, education.
And how would individuals who want to take part of this and be a mentor and just share their experience and make sure that their efforts are documented as well, how would they get into that database?
Well, they'd go to the AFB website, which is afb.org, and they can go to Career Connect, which is right there on the homepage, or they could save a step and just go to afb.org/Career Connect. And they can email. There's a form there they can fill out to become a mentor right there. Or if they don't want to do that, there's a phone number on every page. Down at the bottom of every page, there's a Career Connect phone number. So they can get in the database any way they're comfortable getting in. We love to have employed visually impaired people helping each other.
So now, what do you offer in terms of products? You also have products that you sell that people can contact and purchase from you?
We have books and videos and things like that, educational things. So the main things we sell revolve around books. So we have books where our hottest item here is the Assistive Technology Assessment book by Ike Presley. And we also have the Access World Product Guide. And we have several other books on making life more livable, which is for people with low vision, how to make your home a little more comfortable, or your workplace more comfortable, lighting and contrast and marking things like that. Things that you know all about, but a lot of people would be, beginners at visual impairment don't know how to label things, for example. And a wide variety of books for professionals, teachers and OTs and people like that who are working with visually impaired people and need to know what to.
Do you have any kind of training or counseling where persons can call the AFB and speak with someone and you say, here's an issue I'm having, and what might you recommend, resources?
We have an information and referral line. You can call and what they usually do is they refer you to local agencies. We have that on the website, too, actually. So for example, there was a woman here earlier. She has macular degeneration, and she's having trouble with double vision, and she wanted to know who can she call to talk about double vision, or someone else was interested in their kitchen and making their kitchen, you know, continuing to cook, and she's having a lot of trouble with vision. And so, of course, we get you started on that kind of thing, but then really you may need local services. So we have a database online, and we have trained INR people who answer the phone and say, okay, so you're in Utah, you're in Florida, you're in wherever you are, here are your local agencies.
So give us an idea of the size of the AFB. How many staff members? How large your facilities? You're in New York, right?
Is that our headquarters are in New York. I haven't counted the staff lately. I think maybe around 70 people, something in that ballpark.
So it's a pretty good size organization.
I think so, probably. And we have offices in Washington, D.C., Huntington, West Virginia, Atlanta, and Dallas. Did I miss anybody? In New York. I'm in New York. Right.
Okay, so what do those do? I mean, do you do any lobbying? Is that why you're in D.C.?
Right,
or what do you,
right. There's a lobbying and advocacy arm in purely advocacy and information for, it's not technically lobbying in Washington. We have literacy, reading, and braille programs in Atlanta. We have employment in Huntington and in San Francisco, kind of a joint structure there. And Dallas is the Center on Vision Loss, and they run Senior Site, our website for seniors.
And where does your funding come from?
A wide variety of grants. It's mostly grants, a few federal grants, but mainly private donations, corporate donations, and things like that.
So I'm sure a few of these 70 people do nothing but grant writing
fundraising,
and just fundraising activities.
We have a fundraising department. Yeah, I think there are four people in the fundraising department. That's right.
Yes, I've worked in that sector myself. I know what it's like.
That's right.
Keep the doors open and try to offer new services.
Without funding, that's how things get done, is with funding. So that's an important part of what people have to do in order to do all the other things we do.
Has the downturn in the economy affected you much?
Yeah. We did some downsizing, and we laid off quite a bit of staff, and we moved quite a bit of staff to the Huntington office. So we now have a much larger office in Huntington. It used to be, I don't know, 6 or 8 people, and I'm not sure the numbers, but many more than that now in Huntington.
Was that like cost of living, or there was a reason to reposition?
Yeah, cost of living was a factor, but I think a bigger factor is we had a donor that had given us a very large donation with the stipulation that part of the money be spent in West Virginia.
Well, and they have the purse strings. They certainly can direct where they go.
That's
certainly.
Right. That's right. And we're very happy to provide services in West Virginia. It's a very important thing. So our employment is there. The CareerConnect is housed there. The tech team is housed there. And several other departments are housed there.
Okay, so what is the phone number for folks to call and just to get more information?
Sorry, I don't know the 800 number.
Oh, that's okay. So AFB.org. Most people listening to this will at least be online, AFB.org. Click on the contact page for phone numbers, I guess, and email, or you can speak with folks.
I'm sorry.
I do it myself. I have to think. You know, I get so many names and numbers coming at me sometimes. Anything else you want to mention? It sounds like a very comprehensive organization, and you've been around. When were you founded? You've been around quite a while.
1921.
And you are, a 501c3?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. We have a lot of Helen Keller information. We hold the Helen Keller archives, and Helen Keller worked for AFB for 40-some years, and so all of her papers and many artifacts and things are housed at AFB in the headquarters. And so for especially kids doing papers for school and things like that, love to come to our site and read about Helen Keller. So that's a fun, kind of a fun fact.
So you have like a museum where the things people can touch, or they pretty much have to be protected for preservation?
We are actually working on a gallery. So currently, you can touch some of the artifacts by appointment. We have an archivist, and people come in. The website has lots of pictures and descriptions and the story of Helen Keller's life and things like that. And, of course, we describe every artifact in great detail. But in the New York office, they're building a gallery and showing many more of the artifacts, bringing them out where people can really get close to them and see them and touch them.
Wow, great. So very comprehensive. I will certainly be checking into the CareerConnect element of it there and let folks know what I've done. And if anyone's interested, a lot of other industries, vocations maybe that haven't been tapped or underutilized or not known about. I think that mentoring is very important. A lot of young folks.
Very. We have a lot of young people. Of course, it's all ages. A lot of people are adults and lose their vision late in life, or they're just in transition for whatever reason. I don't know what percentage, a large percentage of the users of CareerConnect are, you know, teens and young adults in transition choosing a career.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Krista. A lot of useful information. Check it out, folks, at afb.org or a link from serotalk.com. Live from ATIA 2010 for the Serotalk podcast and Samnet Radio, this is Michael Loft.